Some of the country's most critical infrastructure will remain in Australian hands, it seems, after the Treasurer blocked a $13 billion takeover bid for the gas pipeline company, the APA Group, by an international consortium based in Hong Kong. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said the proposed acquisition by CK Asset Holdings would have established a dominant foreign player in our most significant gas transmission business and therefore was not in the national interest. Senator Rex Patrick from Centre Alliance was a vocal opponent of the takeover bid on the grounds that it would have given China too much control of our vital energy assets. Senator Patrick joins us from Parliament House. Senator Patrick, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You emailed the then Treasurer, Scott Morrison, back in July, urging him to block this bid by CK Holdings on national security grounds. Why were you so concerned about it?
Well, there were two grounds in which I was concerned. The first being that APA Group in its own right is a monopoly in on the East Coast. And I have a general concern with monopolies falling into foreign hands. But also from a national security perspective, this is a critical energy asset for Australia. And we need to be very careful when we place those sorts of assets into foreign hands.
We also need foreign investment. I mean, Australia gets by on foreign investment. Increased investment in the East Coast gas market should lead, shouldn't it? It'll help lead to lower power prices. Isn't this the holy grail?
Look, I'm absolutely in favour of foreign investment, but we just need to be a bit careful about which assets we sell. My preference would be for places like China to invest in new projects, new infrastructure that employs, not to come in and buy a cash cow.
But what difference? So that's not a national security argument at all then?
No, not at all. But once again, there's a monopoly status in APA Gas, which is what they were trying to, APA Group, which is what they were trying to acquire. And you never want any one particular player, particularly a foreign player, owning a significant part of your energy infrastructure. They would have day-to-day control. They would have complete knowledge of the system. They'd have control over its upgrades and its operations.
Okay, but I'm just trying to be clear here. Are you concerned about undue Chinese control of our vital energy infrastructure if this sale was allowed to go through? We still only have an interim decision by the Treasurer, but if that block stays in place.
Yes, the bottom line is I am concerned about China owning a significant component of our energy infrastructure.
And why? What is the evidence? I only cite to you the Foreign Investment Review Board cleared this CK Group, the same group, Hong Kong-based, to buy a company called Duet last year, which owns the Dampier to Bunbury pipeline in WA. It owns gas distribution networks in South Australia, in Victoria, in Queensland and in regional New South Wales. Has there been any evidence of Chinese interference or infiltration from that deal? What's your concern?
Well, once again, firstly, there's the monopoly nature of that. And in fact, in South Australia, we do suffer from the fact that we have a monopoly control over our power infrastructure, our transmission lines.
Sure, but that's not a national security argument.
No, I understand that. But national security often will come in to play at the most critical times, not necessarily in the day-to-day operation. So the monopoly concern relates to power pricing, but the national security concern relates to what happens when there's tension between perhaps Australia and other foreign entities.
Yeah,
foreign
and let's nations. Just talk about that, because we are in this case talking about China. The CK Group is a publicly listed company in Hong Kong. It's answerable to shareholders. They're mainly global institutional investors, as I understand it. It is not owned by the Chinese government. So what is the concern there? Why are you seem to be pretty confident or certain that CK would, if it came to it, do the bidding of Beijing?
Well, there are certainly links between the very senior leadership of CKI back to the Chinese Communist Party. There's no doubt that there is some linkage back there. Mm-hmm. It may be loose, but there are certain laws in China whereby company directors have to comply with some national directions that may get made out into the future.
Have we seen this happen in Australia?
Well, once again, we haven't. But the point is, particularly in relation to national security and to defence, we always need to prepare for the worst. We need to basically make sure we have contingencies in place. We need to make sure we don't put ourselves in a position where we are vulnerable.
The Treasurer, when he announced this preliminary decision on the APA group, said it was because he doesn't want to, quote, see an undue concentration of foreign ownership by a single company in our most significant gas transmission business. In other words, it's been made on commercial grounds, that monopoly ground. We've been speaking about that. Do you believe that that is the reason, or do you think it is that's part of an excuse so as not to let China down gently, I suppose?
Well, we always have to be very, very careful when we're dealing with, particularly governments have to be very careful when they're dealing with foreign nations. And of course, he's made this announcement just as our Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has landed in country. That will perhaps make her job a little bit more difficult, but also gives the benefit of, no doubt she will sit down and explain the decision in great detail. But once again, we do have to be very, very careful. One, it is about the concentration. It's about the monopoly status. The two are overlapping. We simply need to be very cautious and careful about what assets we allow to fall into foreign hands. And that's not just necessarily China. I'm not directing anything.
I was going to say, do we need to be careful and cautious about some kind of anti-China feel to our economic policy and our foreign policy?
Well, we do need to be careful. They are a big trading partner. And in fact, that sort of leads to what Victoria's done over the last couple of days in signing a secret MOU with the Chinese. And that in itself is slightly regrettable in that whilst I understand the states do want to engage in China, they do want the investment, they do want to have strong trade links with China, we need to look at this from a national framework.
And just on that briefly, Senator, we've only got a minute to the news, apologies, but you are calling, I think, for a Senate inquiry into the China Belt and Road Initiative. Why would we do that? The federal government nor the federal opposition are interested in the Belt and Road. So why a parliamentary inquiry? What could that achieve?
Well, this is not an anti-inquiry. It's simply saying we need to look at this from a national perspective. The fact that the Prime Minister was caught out by the Victorian government's announcement on a significant arrangement that's been entered into by a state with China, we need to just stand back and have a look at this very calmly, very openly, making sure that we have a strategy that the states can work with that is complies with our national interest.
Senator Patrick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick.